And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking about the border. Oh my goodness. Today is the day. Tonight at midnight, it's going to be on and popping. And of course, we're talking about President Trump. Who let that man on the stage? Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Will Johnson. What a crazy time to be alive. The southern border is on and popping. There's a lot of people down there reporting on it right now, capturing all this craziness live. And people look like they're bum rushing coming across the border right now because they're not waiting. And then you have Mayorkas straight up saying that everything is normal. Nothing's out of the ordinary. Everything is just fine. Listen to what he says here in this short clip. It's a really short clip because he says the border is what? Listen.
Our borders are not open. People who cross our border unlawfully and without a legal basis to remain will be promptly processed and removed. An individual who is removed under Title 8 is subject to at least a 5-year ban on reentry into the United States and can face criminal prosecution if they attempt to cross again.
How many of y'all actually believe that? They created this crisis that we're seeing at our southern border, and now they're trying to act like they're tough on it? Now they're trying to act like they want to do something about it? I don't think so. He's just going out there trying to act like we're working on a border. We're trying to prevent the people from coming in if they don't have a lawful reason on being here. The most important thing that he doesn't relay is that they believe that everyone is here for amnesty. So, of course, the people that they're saying is not here for amnesty, they shouldn't be here, but they're saying everybody is. Can he give us a list of people that should not be here? Can he point out to any of them? He went down to the southern border. He told Border Patrol, don't pursue these people. Allow them to go. Allow them to go. Really? This is disturbing. Here's another one. Look at this one. The southern border is on fire, people. What is going to happen? What does tomorrow morning look like? Let alone midnight tonight. It's already happening. Watch this.
Shot earlier today, right here in Brownsville, you'll see people crossing the river in mass, women, children, families, single adults. But when they reach the U.S. side of the river, they are not welcomed with open arms like we've been seeing with the federal government. They are stonewalled by the state of Texas. That is rows of concertina wire with Texas soldiers and Texas DPS troopers who are taking a much stricter approach now, physically blocking these migrants from entering Brownsville after they have crossed illegally.
Wow. All these people coming out like this. I've asked this question multiple times. They know who did this, right? The NGOs coach these people to come. The NGOs are the ones. There should be a law. There should be a law against them having these NGOs being able to operate at any capacity. Because the NGOs, they're the ones who's causing all of this problems on our southern border. They're the ones that did this. Of course, them not alone. You have the United Nations and, the Biden regime along with the Democrats. My question is, why do you think that the Democrats, to say that they love this country, which they really don't, do they even say they love this country? I actually don't think they do. I can't even recall the last time I heard a Democrat say, I love America. I really don't. I know they want to change America. But listen to this one with Hakeem Jeffries when he's straight up lying and he's saying that the Republicans are actually saying the Republicans are making up this crisis on the border. Yes, you heard me correctly. Hakeem Jeffries says that the Republicans is making up the border crisis. Listen.
As is often the case with my extreme MAGA Republican colleagues, they create a fictional argument around what's happening at the border and then actually do nothing to solve the real problem. And that is exactly what the Child Deportation Act is all about.
What? What? They're saying that. Okay, so what happened today, Shannon? What happened today? Did the Republicans actually pass something today? I think that they did. So Hakeem Jeffries is saying that the Republicans didn't do anything, but what?
Yeah. Yep. Today, McCarthy-backed border bill passes the House before Title 42 ends. And guess what, Will? The Senate has already said that it will not pass. It will die in the Senate. And well,
so it's going to die in the Senate because of Mitch McConnell and Chuckie Ducky Schumer.
Their number one issue, Will, their number one issue is that they're too stringent on asylum. They don't want to loosen
up. But Marquez just said that they're not going to allow people into the country that shouldn't be here.
They're lying.
So they're now liars. It's going over to the Senate, and the Senate's saying, oh, wait a minute, the Republicans, you're not being lenient.
You know what? If
you're not being real lenient. You're really not going to allow the criminals to come in.
If they really want to do something about the border, all they have to do is pass this bill or at least negotiate it. They aren't even negotiating. This is a party that says they're about transparency. They lied. They said they're about free speech. They lied. They say that they're about negotiating. They lied. They are about control. Whatever's happening right now is 100% on their shoulders. Yes. Congress is doing their job. Republicans are doing their job. Yes. They passed the debt ceiling bill. They passed the border bill to tighten it up and cut people off.
Yes.
And guess what? The Democrats aren't doing anything.
The Democrats aren't doing diddly.
Except complaining and saying they're not doing anything when literally they're the ones not doing anything, but we know that's how it works.
Exactly. And you know what else the Democrats are ignoring, Shannon? You know what else they're ignoring? They're ignoring the Biden crime family's 100%. Activities. I mean, my goodness,
Will,
people.
Do you know that ABC News, NBC News, CBS News did not give a single report on the
Biden
stuff
crime family
that Comer released yesterday?
Really?
Didn't even give it a minute of time.
So I was correct.
Yep, 100%.
They ignored it. The entire Alphabet Network soup group ignored it. Well, except for Fox News. Right. And Fox News, I think they're trying to hold on to a thread right now. They're trying to hang on. But listen to this one here on Fox News where they're actually talking about the Biden crime family. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars. And you know the reason why ABC, CBS, NBC, all of the whole Alphabet Network soup group didn't say anything about it? Because they are state media. Do you know what state media is? Well, listen to this.
And said that the smoking gun were these financial records that you were able to subpoena and got your hands on. They'd show that some of the president's relatives were paid more than $10 million from foreign sources between 2015 and 2017. And your party, the Republican investigators, say that that's proof of influence peddling by Hunter and James. But that's just your suggestion. You don't actually have any facts to that. To that point, you've got some circumstantial evidence. And the other thing is, of all those names, the one person who didn't profit is there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegal.
Really?
And that's why they're hanging on by
that. Really?
Because
the thing is, this is like typical with Fox News.
Yep.
They laid out all this information. So the thing is, why would the Republicans come out and say they have all of this evidence to show all of this corruption is taking place and not actually have the evidence? Is it possible that the Republicans are doing the exact same thing they did when it came to Russia? Are they doing the exact same thing there? Are they doing it there as well? I don't think so. And if it wasn't true, all of the liberal media outlets would be talking about it. All of them would be saying it's not true. But they don't even want to touch it. They don't even want to talk about it. Why? Because they're protecting the Biden crime family. Well, here's one about last night. And I did a short video just last night and I got off real quick because I wanted to watch some of the CNN. And I end up missing it. Be honest with you, I end up missing it. But I got some of the highlights. And I'm going to do commentary on the highlights here. This first video clip that I have for you, this is a panel of people on CNN. And you know how sometimes after the debate and they're talking and stuff and they're just trying to get the feel of the people, right? Well, listen to this, because they're talking about 2020. And of course, the left, they can't stop talking about 2020, but they want everyone to believe that it's President Trump talking about 2020. Now listen to this interaction.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020 and not 2024? I'll ask you first. This is Jonathan Leslie. He's 40, Republican, voted for Trump twice. How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020
listen
election,
to that,
rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024, not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Well, there were questions, but you're right. That was the first thing, but that's something that was on our mind. And that's why I was asked first, Mike.
What? He got, you know what? Thank you to that gentleman on the panel there for actually bringing it to light. Could you ask something else about, can you ask about 2024? Can you ask about the southern border? Could you ask about the crisis that we have that's taking place? Could you ask about the gas prices? Could you ask about everything that President Trump had working in a positive environment, and then they came along and destroyed it? They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. They only want to talk about things where they can try to make President Trump look bad. They really, and you know what? They try to bring up Ukraine, because President Trump has already told everybody day one, he'll end it. He'll make it. He'll bring it to an end. And I believe that he can do it. I believe he can do it, because President Trump knows how to address these world leaders. President Trump knows how to talk to them. What the most interesting thing is, though, the left, they don't want the war in Ukraine to end, because just not too long ago, there was an instance where they were calling for a ceasefire to take place between Russia and Ukraine. What did the United States of America do? They stepped in and said, oh, no, 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 we can't have a ceasefire. What are you talking about, a ceasefire? We can't have that. No, not at all. We can't do that. President Trump is like, it's not about who wins or who loses. It's about saving lives. The people that are losing, it's not the government of Ukraine. It's not the government of Russia. It's the people that's caught in between. They're the ones that's losing. They're losing their homes. They're losing their lives. But see, the left, they're not concerned about that. They're so eager to destroy Russia because they want to usher in this one world order. Right now, there's a faction of two types of world order orders right now. There's one with the United Nations, which consists of United States of America, European countries, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have the other one that wants the one world order, which consists of China, Russia, Venezuela, and some other nations. So right now, they're fighting one another, trying to see who's going to be on top. But President Trump is like, we just need to save lives. Listen to what he says here in the town hall. Who let this man on this stage? Because they're mad about it. President Trump held his own, and they don't like it. They're actually even calling for a boycott of CNN. And I'm talking about the leftist liberals. Listen to this.
The question is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy Pelosi.
But the question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were elected?
I would sit down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
Because I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be absolutely over.
Do you
over.
Want Ukraine to win this war?
Listen to this.
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people and breaking them.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you, can I just follow up on that? You
but
said you don't think in terms
to
of winning
is you
and
have
losing.
To get the, you have
Mr.
To
President,
get Europe.
Can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important
excuse
statement
me, let me
that
just
you just made
up.
There. Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying.
They're dying.
Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying. And I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. I'll have it done. You need the power of the presidency to do it.
Right. He wants lives saved. And she's completely rude. She's completely rude. And that's not a town hall is supposed to operate that she's only supposed to moderate. The people ask questions and she's supposed to moderate. bring up different topics to talk about, and people can ask questions. This wasn't a town hall. She took this opportunity to try to attack President Trump. That's all that was. That's all that it was. 100%. That's all that it was. So now, of course, afterwards, they get on here. Look at this one. They get on here and they lie, saying President Trump, when it came to Ukraine, they're literally lying. I mean, it's like, what are they looking at? Right? They can't see the forest for the trees. Right? They can't see it. They can't see the grass for the weeds that they planted. Listen to this.
What's the response from international allies? What are you hearing from European governments, from Asian governments who have been aligned with the U.S. and wonder what's happening after 2024?
Listen, outrage and fear, because their fear is if Trump is reelected, that the U.S. and perhaps its allies will stop supporting Ukraine. Listen, Trump used a both sides approach to that war that does not align with the facts. Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah.
Unprovoked. It invaded the territory of a sovereign nation. And when Trump describes it as he wants people to stop dying on both sides, sure, no one was rooting for deaths on either side of this conflict. But remember, part of Russia's military strategy, as we've seen every day in that country, is to kill civilians, right? And often with evidence of war crimes. So just tell the stories and remember the stories from Bucha of rape, of men, women, and children killed in the most horrible ways, and daily missile and bombing attacks that target civilian infrastructure, right? So Trump's both sides description of that war does not align with the facts.
What both sides is President Trump saying of the description of the war? President Trump said, look, we just want people to stop dying because there are people dying in Russia. There's people dying in Ukraine. People are dying. We want people to stop dying. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with these people? And then they bring up Russia's sending all these rockets over to Ukraine, the same Ukraine that the United States of America is funding. And I've said this so many times, if the United States of America truly, really, truly wanted people to stop dying in Ukraine, we would stop funding the war. We would stop funding it. But the leaders, the Democrats here, they're like, oh my goodness, Putin, we got to get rid of Putin. We got to get rid of Putin. They're willing to continue this war, and they don't care how many people die in the wake. And then he brings up the whole fact that sending all these rockets. Well, look at this one. Israel's getting bombarded with rockets right now, and not a single one of these tyrannical leftist liberals, you can leave a split screen, not a single one of them are talking about Israel being able to defend themselves. You have Rashida Tlaib saying, oh, we need to defend the Palestinians. Watch this. This is the Iron Dome. Look at this. And as of today, there's been, and it started like in the beginning of this week. And as of today, it's been over 500 rockets shot at Israel. 500 rockets. They send these 500 rockets at least over to Israel. And of course, none of the liberal left, they don't care. How long is it going to be before Biden says anything? You remember the last time Israel was getting bombarded with rockets and it was thousands upon thousands of rockets being shot at Israel? Joe Biden said nothing. And then on the 13th day, the Israeli said, enough is enough. We're getting ready to wipe them all out. Then Joe Biden stepped in. Joe Biden didn't step in to help Israel. He stepped in to help these terrorists that's trying to destroy Israel. That's the only reason why Biden stepped in. But I saw another video where Benjamin Netanyahu said that, you know what? We're not going to play that. He said they're going to find out really quick. They continue this. They're going to find out really quick. So I don't think he's going to wait 13 days this time. And he shouldn't wait. Someone comes to your house and they're throwing rocks at your house and they start trying to bomb your house and you see them doing it and you've reported to the authorities and the authorities are not doing anything. What do you do? Benjamin Netanyahu's already told the United Nations, hey, y'all need to stop this. Y'all need to intervene. Stop this. And they're just like, okay, we'll look into it. Yeah, no. This whole thing with the town hall with President Trump, it actually backfired on CNN. Who let that man on stage? You know they're mad right now. All over Twitter right now, they're so angry. They're so angry that President Trump went on CNN. And you know what? It's not the fact that President Trump went on there, because President Trump could have gone on OAN. He could have gone on LFA TV. He could have gone on Fox News. And they'd be like, oh my goodness, we're just giving him a platform. That's shame on them, shame on them. But they're really butthurt because he went on CNN. And the main reason why he went, not because he went on there, because President Trump told the truth. President Trump exposed how they are again, him along with Donald. You know what? I see this as a beautiful ticket. President Trump with VP Donald. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine it? Their heads would explode. You know what this reminds me of? You have President Trump, strong man, happen to be white. And then you have Donald's strong man, happen to be black. And they're both Republicans. This is the Republican Party that I like. Not the Liz Cheney, the Adam Kissingers, none of that. You know, Mitch McConnell. They are the good old boys. They're the ones who make everyone believe that the Republican Party could be racist. Look at this with Donald's on the CNN panel, and they are livid. They can't stand it. Watch.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, town halls are for the voters, not for the press, not for the person who's the moderator. Caitlin spent more time interjecting her own viewpoints or her own views on the situation.
Excuse me, those were actually facts.
Now, are you guys not going to interject your views on here? Do I get a chance to speak now?
If you're speaking falsely, those were facts.
The town hall is for the president to speak to the voters of New Hampshire, not for this back and forth with the media.
That's number one.
Hold on. That's number one. Number two, with respect to Ukraine, I totally disagree. He did not say he was just going to give over Ukraine the way you intimate, Van. He did not say that.
What he said was that
he would actually look for a solution to end it quickly. He put 24 hours on it, but let's be very clear. What Joe Biden has done has been a disaster.
Stop it real quick.
Because initially...
Real quick. That's so true. See, they don't want to acknowledge what Joe Biden has done because this is what they want. They want to topple nations. They want Russia to crumble. It's the same thing that took place in World War II, World War I. They want these nations to crumble. They're pushing us to the verge of World War III. And it's the Democrats, and they all like, well, they're so righteous and we got to destroy Putin. And Donald is spot on. He's holding his own. Go.
With Ukraine, Joe Biden wanted to give Vladimir Zelensky a ride out of Dodge. He wanted to give him a plane ride. And it wasn't until people in Moscow, in Ukraine, here in the United States said this invasion is wrong that Joe Biden reversed course.
Do you want a victory in Ukraine?
I'm just trying to respond to everything that's been coming up on the table. Last thing, let me say this. We spent 23 minutes talking about January 6th. We could have been talking about a whole lot of other issues instead of doing that for the first half hour or so. But let me be very clear. What was said in this town hall about National Guard troops that were authorized by Caitlin was wrong. I'm on the oversight committee. I was in two hearings on January 6th. It was testified in oversight that Donald Trump authorized National Guard troops on January 4th.
Yep.
He followed up in a call with then acting Secretary of Defense on January 5th, trying to see where the deployment was on those troops. That is testimony in the oversight committee. Everybody testified in oversight committee when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, except one organization, and that was the Capitol Police.
Did you read the Secretary
Nancy Pelosi would not allow that.
Nancy Pelosi would not allow it.
In the oversight committee under oath.
Well, let me just correct.
They didn't want Nancy Pelosi like, nope, because they didn't want the truth to come out. They didn't want the truth to come out. They didn't want it to come out. And here it is. And you know what? Donald's, what was his number, Shannon? It was like on Donald's, on his Twitter page before he went on CNN this time. He's been on there a couple of times before, but this particular time, before he went on there, His Twitter follow number was like 200 and something thousand.
It was under 200,000.
It was under 200,000.
Yes. And then last night he tweeted, thank you for 200,000 follows. And then this morning he was up to 300,000. He's at like 325 now.
325.
After his appearance on
CNN. Because people are saying, wow, look at this. This is a strong black Republican. Not that his color has anything to do with it. I only throw it out there because, you know, the tyrannical left, they hate to see that. That's the only reason why I throw it out there. But his complexion has nothing to do with it. He's just an intelligent man that's actually speaking the truth on the Communist News Network. And you know, they're like, oh, my goodness, what did we do? We did it wrong. We did it wrong. Well, here's another one with him. And he had to tell the lady, nope, stop, stop, stop. You know, she doesn't like this because she happened to be.
Isn't she the same lady on The View?
No. No. Yeah, actually, she does show up on The View sometimes.
She does show up on The View. She's a token Republican on The View.
Yeah, she does show up on The View. She's a rhino. You know what it is, right? She's a rhino against Trump. Rat, R-A-T. Rhinos against Trump. Rat. Listen to this.
Republican voters want him to come back.
Because he's lied to them incessantly.
Stop, stop, stop. He actually did the job. That. And frankly, he did the job better than the current president right now. And that is indisputable. Donald Trump did it better.
Yeah, it's indisputable. They know it, but they want to ignore it. They know it's indisputable, but they don't care. They don't care. They're going to continue down the path trying to convince everybody that President Trump went out there and lied. And let me remind you, the same people that's trying to convince us that President Trump lied are the same people that's trying to convince us that I could get pregnant. Make it make sense. So who are you going to believe? President Trump, or are you going to believe him? Because they're saying Will Johnson can get pregnant. I mean, I'm just saying, right? It's crazy, bizarre old world. Crazy, bizarre world. Last night I did a video just really quick. I did a video on Facebook, and I was talking about how President Trump called her a nasty woman, and it's gone. You know, Facebook, they're holding it back. It should be, you know, 500,000 views right now, if not more, probably 1 million views. But they've been really, someone at Facebook has taken a special interest into my Facebook account. Same thing on YouTube. YouTube, someone, they've taken a special interest and be like, well, we don't like what Will Johnson's saying. And I'm going to throw this in there only because the left hate it, because I'm a black Republican. Right. I'm a black registered Republican. Now, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and Liz Cheney, I don't, you know, that not, no. I'm a black conservative Republican, black Christian conservative Republican, right? And they don't like it. Color doesn't mean anything, but I throw it in there because the left, they don't like it. Anyways, we are at that point right now. I want to say thank you for anybody who decided to bless me, to help me, to continue going. Can I ask for a favor? Can I ask for a favor? Can you hand me that card over there with the fans on it? Hand me that card over there with the fans on it. I'm going to ask for a favor, okay? And, you know, normally I don't ever do this, but every time I'm working here, I'm only asking this right now because they're like really hurting my systems and stuff like that. They're hurting me from reaching people. I'm going to ask for a favor. If you find it in your heart to help me, support me, replace this card. This is a card. And I can't, you know, normally when I do my little sound bites, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, or, you know, China, or you ain't black. See, I'm pushing the button. It's not working because this video card has gone out on me.
Well, we have one computer down over here.
Yeah, it's gone down. So if you find it in your heart to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to help Will in the studio, please go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Help me out. This thing has gone south, right? It's big, right? I mean, it's pretty big, but that's the way they make these things, right? So if you find it in your heart to help me, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just asking. They say, if you don't ask, you never receive, right? Yeah. So if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, you can go there, support me. You can select it however you want to. You can. My physical address is there as well. It's there as well. And, you know, if you want to do super chats, that'll work. Anything is a blessing. Anything is a blessing. I'm only asking God's people to help me.
And we did get some donations. Well, we got a super chat from Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And we got some Facebook stars. We got Brian, Mike, Nancy, Marty, Mike, Michelle, Rodney, and Chad on Facebook.
Yep. Queen on YouTube said it got worn out. Yeah, journey. I wore it out. Russia, Russia, Russia. So please, if you find it in your heart, please support me. Please support me. You know, I don't ever ask for stuff, but I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Okay, we're going to go full screen on this. Please, we're going to go over to Rumble. You can see the link right there. Rumble.com/Will Johnson/live. Or right there at the bottom, you can go to www.uaf.media, which takes you to my website. And once you go to my website, it's really easy. All you have to do is click on Watch Will on Rumble. You'll see it right there. Watch Will on Rumble. Watch Will on Rumble.
All right, we ready?
Yep, we are ready. I'll see you over there, everybody. Come on over. Come on over. And hit my thumbs up while you are there.
And for the rest of you, we will see you tomorrow.
All right. Let's see. You have to give it just a second here. I want to make sure that we're... Because some of the stuff I want to share with you, I can't share it on Facebook. And I want to keep... I do want to keep my page.
We should be gone. We should be down on both. We're good. You and Rumble. We are? Bingo.
We are? Okay.
Yep, yep.
Because it's still saying that we're live. Okay, nope, just went down. All right, cool. Okay, now this first one I want to share with you, this one is still pertaining to President Trump. Who let that man on the stage? Who let him on the stage? But I want y'all to listen to this because they're straight up lying. They're trying to say, listen to what they say, because they try to say that President Trump, again, is racist. Just like the 2016 election, they said President Trump was racist and he was raping women. The 2024 election, again, all right, they did the same thing in the 2020 election, right? Oh, he was raping women and he was racist. 2024 election, he's raping women again and he's racist. Listen to this.
He called a black law enforcement officer a thug. He said people here in Washington, D.C., at Chinatown, don't speak English. He attacked Caitlin as a nasty woman because she was trying to get him to answer a question. Perhaps most chillingly, the day after a 9-person jury of his peers in New York found him liable for sexual battery and defamation and ordered him to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $5 million, he made fun of her account of her sexual assault. And many in the audience laughed.
So, Shannon, has he ever, he never made any fun of her sexual assault because it never even happened.
No, I think he was just literally retelling the story that she told.
He was telling the story. Yeah. There's no, where's the making fun of it?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. He did not.
Well, let's listen to him. Let's see what he says here. Go. Let's see what he says here. Go.
Usually you leave office, you say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to back home. I'm back home to my family and everything. I'm going to be resigned. My poll numbers went up, and they went up with the other fake charge, too. Because what's happening is they're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog, her cat, was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to put that in. All of these things. But with her, they could put in anything. Access.
This is a jury of 9 people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so. Because stop it real quick. The whole thing.
Stop it real quick. Now, I'm going to look in the comments here. And I actually did this when I was live on LFA TV. I'm going to look in the comments here on Rumble. Okay, I'm going to Rumble right now. You're on Rumble right now. Do you, and you're a woman, and if you're a man, you can participate too. If you are a woman, are you going to say, I can't, I'm not going to support Trump? Say yes or no, that you're going to support him, yes or no. I want to know, are you going to support him? Yes. Are you not going to support him? No. Because of this. Because, but what they did to him in New York. I'm looking in the comments right now. I want to know. Let me know. What do you think? Are you, what he did? What? Let me know in the comments. Continue.
Just so you understand. Ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old then. This is like 22, 23 years ago. I met her in the front door of Bergdorf Goodman. I was immediately attracted to her, and she was immediately attracted to me. And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department, sir. We had this great chemistry. And a few minutes later, we end up in a room, a dressing room, a Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register.
Listen.
And then she found out there are locks on the door. So she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay?
Right?
I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
Right? So how was that him making fun of her assault? And again, I'm looking in the comments. If you're a woman, are you not going to support him? I mean, really? Are you going to believe those that say, hey, a man can become a woman? Are you going to believe President Trump? The same people that's trying to convince us that President Trump did this are telling us that a boy can become a girl. They're the same ones telling us this. So why in the world would they think that we're going to believe them? The women that are conservative Christians, they're intelligent. They're the CNN and all the left. They believe that women in this country are stupid. They really do. They believe that women are stupid. Women are not stupid. They're not giving women enough credit. They do this all the time. And then they only doing this because they don't want women to support President Trump. And you know what? If you ask me, they're gonna be like, you know what? I don't believe this. I don't believe it. And if you ask me, they're going to say, you know what? I'm supporting them. I'm supporting them more. I'm supporting them. Yeah, look at this. I see people on here right now saying, I'm on the Trump train. I believe him. I'm sticking with Trump. They're saying that these women, that woman is lying. I mean, really? Yeah, and you know, Trump is hilarious. Who said that? JDWC. And thank you, JDWC, for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much. That's going to go help me replace my card here. Hopefully, I can do it soon. All right, that's going to help me with that. Thank you so much. And someone actually did a Cash App.
Deborah,
thank you so much for the Cash App, Deborah. I really do greatly appreciate it. I really do. Okay, here's another one. They're so piping mad. I mean, they're so mad their heads are on fire, right? I mean, they're just angry right now. And they're angry because President Trump went on the Communist News Network and just showed them up. Watch.
Calling her a whack job. Does that play into his attempt to get an appeal?
Before I answer your question, let me just be very clear. What we saw tonight was outrageous.
And what we saw tonight was outrageous. You know why it's outrageous? Because President Trump told the truth. And people that they didn't want to hear, put it like this. There's so many people that they didn't want to hear from President Trump. They, for some reason, they thought it was a good idea that they can bring President Trump on there and they can handle him. They thought they can bring President Trump on there and they can make him look bad. But all of this, you know what this did? This increased President Trump's numbers. After watching him on CNN, I'm like, you know what? This reminded me why I like Trump so much. He's not a perfect man, but he's perfect for that job. He really is. There's a reason why God put him in that position when he did. And of course, if you think that the devil don't intervene and do stuff on this planet, then you're sadly mistaken, because look what's in the White House right now. President Trump can hold his own and they can't stand it. They're so angry. They're so angry. And of course, you have CNN. They want everyone to believe that CNN is hip. They're on the up and up. They know what's down. They know what's going on. Look at this clip here that I have for you. This is a good meme describing what took place on CNN last night.
You are fake news. Your organization's.
I mean, come on. Come on, I'm not speaking for violence, but come on, that's so good. Play one more time for me.
You are fake news. Your organization's terrible.
I mean, come on, it's good. Oh, that's good stuff. I mean, that's really good stuff. I think I have another one with AOC. Do I have another one with AOC? Okay. Yeah. AOC, she's off her rockers. And just like I was saying a minute ago, in 2016, when President Trump was running against Hillary Rodham Clinton, I think it was like between 17 and 23 different women. They were saying that President Trump, oh my goodness, President Trump, he raped all of these women. And then after the election, they all just like poof, disappeared. If it was actually true, if it actually happened, why drop the case? And then you know what they're saying? Well, they got scared. They got scared, so they got silent. No. No. They knew that if they were going to pursue this, that they were going to fall short and they were going to end up like Stormy Daniels, having to pay Trump. This woman out of New York, when President Trump is going to appeal this, they've already put in the appeal process for it. When it comes out that she was lying, she's going to have to pay as well. Well, listen to AOC complaining because the CNN allowed President Trump to go on there and she's trying to say that he assaulted women and this is a threat to all women out there, to for all women who's been assaulted. This is a threat to them. Oh my goodness. Basically, she's saying that President Trump should never been allowed to be on any television broadcast anywhere ever. Listen.
What we saw tonight is a continued demonstration of the sacrifice that women and survivors of sexual abuse across the country of all genders experience and the sacrifices that they make in order to come forward and challenge power. And what we also saw tonight was the consequence of doing that. They sacrificed their anonymity, they sacrificed their safety, and they sacrifice all of this because we continue to live in a society where an overwhelming amount of structures allow this abuse to happen and find it permissible. I know you said earlier that you will not comment on the platforming of such atrocious disinformation, but I would. I think it was a profoundly irresponsible decision. I don't think that I would be doing my job if I did not say that. And what we saw tonight was a series of extremely irresponsible decisions that put a sexual abuse victim at risk, that put that person at risk in front of a national audience. And I could not have disagreed with it more. It was shameful.
How is it that these people can go on these in front of the camera like this and just blatantly lie? AOC is like, you know what? You know what it is? Because the Bible talks about people like this. The truth is not in them. The truth is not in them. They are of their father, Satan. They can't even tell the truth. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind so they can do all these evil things. And in their mind, they think that they're doing right. They've been turned over. That's the only explanation because they're literally lying. How is this woman, in my personal opinion, she's straight up lying. And again, President Trump said, well, you know, I took a picture with her and her husband. I don't know who they are. I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is. Right? I've taken, you know, Will Johnson is taking pictures with a whole bunch of people. I don't know who they are. I don't. People see me and say, hey, can I take a picture with them? And I'm like, sure. I'm like, sure. But I don't know who they are. Let me tell you about this story here. This is so disturbing, and everybody should be angry about this. And this is coming out of Florida. This is out of Florida. What in the world? And of course, the liberal media, they're not concerned about this. They're concerned about how they can discredit President Trump. But this perversion, they're all for it.
Now, Florida activists secretly ship free sex change kits to children around the country. They also ship to children pepper spray, knives, steel batons, and tasers for self-defense. The Epoch Times investigation discovered a Florida activist group secretly sent hundreds of children transgender sex change kits across the country. A Build-A-Queer kit contains breast binders, condoms, fake male genitalia called hackers, tape used to bind and hide male genitalia, and more. Several of these items can potentially harm children, experts have told the Epoch Times, and to be illegal, at least according to the laws in some states, according to Florida attorney said. Until recently, the group's giveaways included trans self-defense kits, which contain weapons, including knives and tasers. The group's website has had 90,000 website visits so far this year.
Wow.
They said, it says all of our items are for individuals of all ages.
And wow.
Some of the stuff in the kits right here.
Wow.
This is some of the stuff.
What is that? What is that? Is that a spoon?
A spoon?
What is that?
Well,
Is it just the shape of it?
Yeah.
Is that a spoon? It looks like a spoon.
Like an eraser, a lemon eraser, and a pin. Here's eyelashes for, you know, if a boy was to be a girl. And here's a gender binary. And then, like it said, there's pictures of binding.
So little girls can bind their breasts.
Yeah.
So. When they bind their breasts, does it like prevent the breasts from developing correctly? Is that what the binding is for? This is perversion, and they're sending, and you know it's interesting because they're sending this stuff out of the state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis has been against this wokeism. I wonder, is he aware that they were doing this? I guess, sending this stuff, this paraphernalia to children, you should be shut down. These are predators sending information. And my question is how did they, well, I guess it was sick adults ordering this stuff for children online. So you got sick adults ordering stuff for children.
Directly to children.
So that brings me to my question. Did adults go in there and place the order for children, or did they get a mailing list of a whole bunch of kids, and then they just started mailing these kits out to children?
Well, it looks like it's a website where you go on and you request them.
So that goes back to my point. So you had some sick adults requesting these kits for children.
Well, the investigation actually proved that they went directly to children. Children went on there and requested them and accepted this stuff.
So again, these predators are putting this out to children on these message boards and social media, saying, "Hey kitty, I have a treat for you." And are they sending these out for free?
Yes, they're sending them out.
Wow, come on!
Don't you think that they're approving of kids being aggressive when they're giving them pepper spray knives? Knives,
yes.
Right. I mean, we're talking about
a knife. A knife, pepper spray.
Right. I mean, that's really telling the kids, hey, listen, go ahead.
Be violent.
And other people that don't think that, you know, intimidate you. It's really sad.
Yeah. Be violent. That's exactly what they're saying. Be violent. What do y'all think about this? You know, Tucker Carlson just, you know, did a video just the other day, and I played it. Where they're going to do a network on Twitter. And it's really interesting because, to my understanding, Tucker Carlson was offered $100 million to some network or something like that for him to come on there. So he turned that down and he talked to Elon Musk, because on Twitter, he did a video and we got 55 million views within a couple of days or something like that. 55 million. So he can reach more people on Twitter. And if they monetize it, they, you know, wherever Tucker goes, you know, the monetization is going to go with him, because people want to be able to advertise, because it's going to be seen by eyeballs, many eyeballs. Right. So now Elon Musk actually offered it out to a liberal. And so Elon Musk is, you know, he's sticking to his guns on people should be the free press, freedom of speech. I don't like the person that he reached out to, but he hasn't, to my understanding, this person hasn't responded. But it's just the point that Elon Musk is saying, look, hey, I believe everyone should have a voice, regardless if you like it or not. Look at this article here. Do we have the article with Don Lemon?
Yes, we do.
Can you hear me okay? Somebody said I was low. I'm sorry. I can't hear myself right now, so.
Okay. Well, look, let's do this one here.
Yes, it says Elon Musk invites ex-CNN anchor Don Lemon to host a show on Twitter.
Really? So how do you feel about this, everybody? My personal opinion is like, okay, I like the fact that Elon Musk is actually saying, look, I believe in free speech. I don't care for Sourpuss Don Lemon. But you know what? Good for Elon Musk for sticking to what he said he was going to do. The thing is, we don't have to watch him. You understand what I'm saying? We don't have to watch him. Okay. Now, when it comes to the federal government, you know what they want? They want state media. I've been asking that question for, you know, about a week or so now. Do you know what state media is? See, the federal government, they want to be able to control what information that you receive. You have state media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them, they are state media. Same thing Hitler had. He had state media being able to control the information going out. They hate social media today because it's out of their control, especially Twitter. But again, you don't have to watch Don Sourpuss Lemon. I probably, you know, me being, you know, doing my work, you know, I will probably watch some stuff just to see some of the stupid stuff that he says and then share it with you. That's just the way it works. When he was on the Communist News Network, I used to share some of the stupid stuff that he would do on there. Yeah, I do it all the time. But you don't have to watch him. But see, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Right? Right? What do you think? What do you think? My producer, she's like all in the chat. If y'all haven't
because
already,
somebody you're going asked to get, a question get and rid I'm of Don answering Lemon.
Get him
the
off
question.
The screen. Get Don Sourpuss Lemon off the screen. I'm tired of looking at him. Get him off
Tommy,
the screen.
Tommy, yes, we did get your stars on Facebook. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Tommy. And
let's talk about Mammoth Nation. How about that?
Mammoth Nation?
Yeah.
Really, really good. I like it. Have y'all heard of Mammoth Nation? You know, I didn't hear Mammoth Nation until I was, you know, just surfing around on Twitter one day. And it came across that Mammoth Nation was banned on TikTok. And I'm like, what is this Mammoth Nation? What is this? What is this? So I started looking into it a little bit more. And I'm like, oh, they were banned on TikTok because they're a conservative online company. Right? They're a conservative online company and the left, they hate them. And if China hates them, oh my goodness, I can't. I wish I had my China button.
I mean,
button.
Basically, they link you.
I wish I had my China button.
They link you with a whole bunch of conservative businesses. And those conservative businesses, when you're part a member of the platform, they give you a percentage off of their products, services, and so on. You got pet care, you got supplements, you got insurance, you can buy meat on there, you could buy what else will. I mean gifts.
Let me tell you a lot about Mammoth Nation so far that I have some of the information that I have on them. Mammoth Nation is the fastest growing conservative marketplace. The fastest. Whatever. Think about it. What better way to stop supporting woke companies? Because, you know, there's all these woke companies out there, you know, Walmart, Target, you know, I'm talking about these woke companies. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to start supporting businesses that support America and its people? Isn't that what we've all been wanting? I know I have. I'm like, man, I'm so sick of, you know, me having to give my money to these woke companies. Not that I have any money, but when I do, I don't want to give it to these woke companies. I want to give it to a company that I can get American-made products, decent products, and is going to help us. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. How many businesses did you hear do that? Think about it. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of. You have hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or click the link in the description below. Now, I've put the link below. If you just go to below here on Rumble, you just go down for where it shows the description, click on it, and you can just click on the link right there, take you to it. Use promo code Will. Look, browse the site. Look at it. Browse the site, because I know some people are going to be going on vacation, going to be taking trips here pretty soon. They even have hotel deals. This is a conservative media outlet. And I jumped up. Look, I reached out to the company because they got banned on Twitter. And of course, none of the liberal media outlets will allow them to advertise. So I reached out to them and said, look, I want to support your conservative media out, your conservative company. I want to support you. So I reached out to them because I know the people that watch Will Johnson, they love America and they love conservatives. They love what conservative Christians want to do for our country. So please check them out. MammothNation.com. Click the link in the description. Click the link in the description. Okay, everybody. Again, also, my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Use promo code UAF10. Y'all see that? UAF10 to get 10% off on the awesome t-shirts that I have on there. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Stay strong. Stay away from woke liberals that's doing everything wrong. We just talked about it. When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in a day, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. Stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, MRA products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut, including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amari is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com/wellness. Once again, UniteAmericaFirst.com/wellness. Start feeling better with Amari.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.